July 2, greatest educator of all time. The people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Matthew 7, 28 and 29. The world's men of learning are not easily reached by the practical truths of God's Word. The reason is they trust to human wisdom and pride themselves upon their intellectual superiority and are unwilling to become humble learners in the school of Christ. Our Savior did not ignore learning or despise education, yet he chose unlearned fishermen for the work of the gospel because they had not been schooled in the false customs and traditions of the world. They were men of good natural ability and of a humble, teachable spirit, men whom he could educate for his great work. In the ordinary walks of life, there is many a man patiently treading the round of daily toil, all unconscious that he possesses powers which, if called into action, would raise him to an equality with the world's most honored men. The touch of a skillful hand is needed to arouse and develop those dormant faculties. It was such men whom Jesus connected with himself, and he gave them the advantages of 3 years' training under his own care. No course of study in the schools of the rabbis or the halls of philosophy could have equaled this in value. The Son of God was the greatest educator the world ever knew. The learned lawyers, priests, and scribes scorned to be taught by Christ. They desired to teach him and frequently made the attempt only to be defeated by the wisdom that laid bare their ignorance and rebuked their folly. They knew that he had not learned in the schools of the prophets, and they could not discern the divine excellence of his character beneath the lowly guise of the man of Nazareth. But the words and deeds of the humble teacher, recorded by the unlettered companions of his daily life, have exerted a living power upon the minds of men from that day to the present. Not merely the ignorant and humble, but men of education, intellect, and genius reverently exclaim with the wondering and delighted listeners of old, "Never man spake like this man." John 7:46.